Thank you. through the sacrament of holy baptism, we have been raised with Christ to new life.
We have been given the new birth of water and of the Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Church of God, And for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Holy House, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Easter is from Numbers chapter 21. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent a fiery serpent among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpent from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from James chapter 1. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently on his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, be no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts. He will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel.
Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the Gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
There is a lot of confusion out there today about prayer. What does it mean to pray? How should we pray? When should we pray? And for what should we pray? Is there power in prayer? What does that even mean? And so forth. With the advent of social media several years ago, this confusion has been highlighted. Someone shares something on Facebook, for example, asking for prayers, and the comments just come flooding in, often showing the obvious confusion that exists. People say things like, "My thoughts and prayers are with you and your family." Okay, but what does that mean? How are your thoughts and prayers with them and their family? Or another very popular thing people often say, which drives me nuts, is, "I'm sending my prayers to you and your family at this time." Why are you sending prayers to people? What good will that do? I think most often what people mean by prayer is nothing more than sympathy or empathy. There's nothing wrong with sympathy or empathy for those going through tough times or experiencing suffering in this world, of course. But that's not really prayer. So too, I often think that what people mean by prayer is more along the lines of wishful thinking, driven by the sympathy or empathy they feel toward the one asking for prayers. They mean well, but what they're really saying is, "I'm sorry you're going through this, I wish you weren't, and I hope that things turn out okay or get better." Again, there's nothing wrong with expressing such feelings toward those suffering in this veil of tears. It's just that that's not really prayer. And while it may certainly be encouraging to those asking for prayers when they receive hundreds of comments from others, many of whom they don't even know, telling them that they are being prayed for or thought about and so forth, most of those people commenting haven't actually prayed. It has gotten to the point where prayer is treated like some sort of superstition. Share this if you believe in the power of prayer. What does that even mean? Prayer is a power? Do we possess this power? When does this power get activated? Is it when we receive 100 comments on Facebook? 200? 300? What is the level that we need to achieve before activating this power? And what is this power, and how can we wield it? Dear friends, true Christian prayer is not sympathy or empathy or wishful thinking. And it's not some kind of mysterious power that we have which we can activate when we get more and more people to tell us that they're praying for us. As if the more people we get to tell us they're praying for us, the better our chances are of getting through to God. That's not at all what true Christian prayer is. But it is how a great many people think of it today. Here's a novel idea. If you see a loved one or friend asking for prayers in social media or email or whatever, how about, instead of joining the throng of people commenting and saying that their prayers are with them, you just stop what you're doing for a few minutes and actually say a prayer? Which is better? To say that you're praying for someone or that your thoughts are with them and to never actually pray? Or to not join that crowd and say those things, but actually take time and utter a prayer for them? How about when someone asks you to pray for them, you actually be doers of the word, as St. James says, and pray for them, rather than just tell them that they are in your prayers. I think that's what people think prayer is. You're in my prayers is prayer. But it's not. And truth be told, we're all guilty of this. We're all guilty of telling people they're in our prayers or that we will pray for them, but then often never actually do. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just me. But I seriously doubt it. I'd say we all share in this particular guilt. And maybe we ought to strive to do better. Maybe we ought to actually strive to be people who actually pray. Again, novel idea. Prayer is a great privilege bestowed upon us by our God who loved us by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, into our sin-drenched world to live and die and rise again and ascend to his Father for us. We can pray to our Father in heaven precisely because we have been united to his Son through Spirit-wrought faith in his perfect life and sacrificial death in our place. He, Jesus, has become one of us in his holy incarnation, assuming our human flesh so that he might live in that flesh, fulfilling the law that we daily break much. And that he would have flesh to go to the cross and pay the price for all of our sins with his precious blood and sacrificial death. He laid down his life that we might live. And he took back his life on the third day, not only to open to us the way to everlasting life in his kingdom, which has no end, but also to give us access to our Heavenly Father in prayer. For now, our Lord Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of the Father in that same flesh, now resurrected and glorified, but still bearing the marks, the scars of our salvation. And we have access to our Father in heaven through him. For we have a brother, a flesh and blood man who stands between us and the Father as our mediator, our friend, who intercedes for us as our high priest. Ask anything in my name, he says, and it will be given to you. Jesus invites us to pray. More than that, he teaches us how to pray. When you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, and so forth. If you want to know how to pray or what to pray, pray the Our Father. The Lord's Prayer is the perfect prayer, and it covers everything, which is why our Lord gave it to us. That is not to say that our prayers should be limited to the Lord's Prayer. Of course not. We are invited by our Lord to pray for all manner of things and in every way we can imagine, to speak to our Father in heaven as if he were our dear Father and that we were his beloved children. We are invited to pray so long as all of our prayers are uttered in Christ's name, that is, according to his will. That's the most important lesson. All true Christian prayer is prayed in the manner of our Lord Jesus Christ when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, always qualified by, Thy will be done. If you want to know what to pray, if you want to know what God's will is, if you want to know how to pray in Christ's name, that is according to his will, then get out your small catechisms, dust those things off, and study, read, learn, inwardly digest. What is God's will? That you know what the Ten Commandments are and what they mean. that you know the articles of the creed, what they confess and what they mean, that you know the Lord's Prayer, what each petition means and how God fulfills those petitions among you, that you know what holy baptism is, what it promises, and how you live in it, that you know what confession is, and where you must flee for forgiveness, life, and salvation, and that you know what the sacrament of the holy altar is, what is given with the bread and wine, and how this benefits you. We have such a great treasure in that little book, and we rarely use it. Everything you need to know about who you are as a Christian, what God desires from you, how He saves you, and how He continues to keep you in His kingdom is right there in your small catechism. As I said, dust it off and study it, learn it. Never stop learning it. Then you can be people of actual prayer, knowing what it means to pray in Christ's name and according to God's will. And if you want to further know what prayer is and how it is done, God has been generous enough to include a prayer book for you in the Bible. It's called Psalms. Read them. Study them. Pray them. Dear friends in Christ, prayer is not a superstition. It is not simply expressions of sympathy or empathy or wishful thinking. You are invited to pray by your Lord Jesus Christ, and you can rest assured that your Father in heaven hears the prayers you utter in Christ's name. You are free to be bold in your prayers, asking for whatever you wish from your heavenly Father, praying for His help and aid in times of trouble, for His compassion and grace upon those suffering, and even for temporal gifts and things which you desire. He hears you. He loves to hear you. Just as earthly parents love for their children to come and ask of them, so your dear Heavenly Father loves for you, His beloved children, to ask of Him. But you wield no power in this. It is not as if He is your heavenly ATM machine, waiting for you to punch the right pin in and get what you want. No, He is your heavenly Father. He gives you what you need, even if it always isn't what you want. He accomplishes His will for you and knows what is best for you. If you want to know if your prayers are true and good and heard, then pray for those things to which God has attached His eternal word of promise. Pray for those things to which God has said, "This is my will for you, that you would be saved and belong to me." For where God attaches His word of promise, there is where He saves. Even if those things to which He attaches His word of promise seem foolish and silly to the world and even many who call themselves Christians. I mean, how much more foolish and silly could it be for God to tell His prophet to make a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and that whoever is bitten by the serpents and has the poison running through their veins and is going to die can look at that bronze serpent and be healed and live? About as foolish and silly as God saying, "With this simple water, my word makes it salvation itself. With that simple water, I give faith even to little babies so that they truly believe in me, belong to my kingdom, and are saved." Almost as silly and foolish as God saying, This is my body. This is my blood. Simple bread and wine, attached to it are God's promises to save us, to forgive us, and to give us life itself. For ultimately, he answers all your prayers in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is your Savior, your life, your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness, and your peace. You have all that you need in Jesus. And even as you pray again this day with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, thy kingdom come, so it is fulfilled. For where Jesus is, there is his kingdom among you. And he promises to be here, not just in your thoughts and minds, not as a superstition, but bodily present among you with his very body and blood in the Holy Supper. Ready to feed you upon the bread of life and the cup of salvation, that you may be cleansed anew in his blood, strengthened in the faith, and sent out to be his people, to go out and be doers of the word, to be even people of prayer, not just saying you pray, but actually pray. And he can do all of this for you, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, your Son assures us that we are your beloved children, and he summons us to cast on you our every care. Trusting in his promise, help us to grow in our life of prayer. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Loving God, remember all who feel abandoned, those without house and home, and all who know the sufferings of this fallen age. Send them the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that they may not despair, but await your deliverance. Help us as your people to be a blessing to all in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you tempt no one. Guard and keep us in the true faith, that the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh may not deceive us or seduce us into false belief, despair, and other shame and vice. Teach us rather to hold fast to Christ's victory over sin, death, and the grave for us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bring the enemies of your holy church to repentance. Break the arrogant, silence those who lie, and save all who turn to you with contrite hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, receive today our thanks and praise for all to whom you have entrusted the calling of motherhood. Sustain all mothers when they are weary, and help all children to love and honor their parents. Remember all mothers who have lost children, and those who would gladly welcome children but who have not been given them. Help them to entrust their burdens to your loving care, and to rejoice in the children of the church as their very own. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you created the world and continue to sustain it. Remember in mercy the sick and all who suffer, and create in them faith that trusts you, especially in the midst of trouble. We pray this day especially for those who have requested our prayers, including Bill Harmon, David Gursky, Marlene Miller, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Kevin Cole, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Shaw, Pastor Dan Chambers, Sally Messer, Chris Woodrow, Miriam Sohn, Cameron Snell, John Lemmerman, Brandy Bradley, and Phoebe and the Dorsch family. Visit them by your word and spirit, that they endure with patience, trusting you above all things, and awaiting deliverance at your gracious hand. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to save us by the giving of his body and the shedding of his blood. Grant that as we eat his body and drink his blood, we trust his promise, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Ever living one, receive today our thanks for all who have departed this life in faith, calling on your name and trusting in your word. Bring us to share with them the feast of joy that you have prepared for your children. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
At this time, I would invite all the mothers in our congregation to come up and receive a blessing and prayer. The rest of you may be seated. First, we pray. Heavenly Father, a few moments ago we petitioned you on behalf of all mothers. Now we place the mothers in our midst before your gracious throne and beseech you on their behalf. As a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth, and grant that their children may love and honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Give them joy this day, O God, which we have set aside in our calendar year to remember and honor them. May the love, honor, and respect their children show them on this day be a reflection of the love you have for them and for all your children. Grant this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Dear mothers, the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you.
with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
From our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body of Christ given for you. The very 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 body of Christ given for you. Thank you. body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
Now this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Favor and give you peace.